Israel, Hamas terrorists steal victims' phones to torment families, post dead bodies online. By John Hayward on October 9, 2023. The families of several kidnap and murder victims from the savage Hamas attack on Saturday have reported the terrorists using the cell phones and social media accounts of their victims to send them graphic photos and taunting text messages. The woman referenced in the above incident, Mor Bader, said Hamas uploaded a graphic photo of her grandmother's corpse to her own Facebook account on Saturday morning. The photo was taken with her slain grandmother's phone. A terrorist came home to her, killed her, took her phone, filmed the horror and published it on her Facebook wall. This is how we found out, Bader said. The purest thing in the world, the light of my life, my whole world, my grandmother, can't make it real, she mourned. A woman named Tamar David received a taunting phone call from a Hamas terrorist on Saturday, informing her that her daughters Hodiah Enter, 25 and 27 years old respectively, had been kidnapped from a music festival and dragged back to Gaza as prisoners. Friend of the family Tal Hezekiah took the phone from Tamar as she wailed in anguish, and said he could hear the terrorist laughing on the other end. Then the terrorist laughed and said to me in broken Hebrew, "Do you want to marry her?" and hung up, he told reporters. Hezekiah said one of the sisters was able to call home during the savage assault on the Tribe of Nova music festival. He said one of them may have been injured during the attack. There was a video that was uploaded on social media, and in one of the segments we saw for a few seconds Hodiah when she was kidnapped and held in the Gaza Strip. They were taken in a jeep or vehicle along with several other young people who were kidnapped at the party, he said. A woman who remained anonymous for her own safety told CNN she was talking to her children on the phone when they were abducted by Hamas terrorists. Watch, Dermer on Hamas terror attack, there is also American hostages. Since I was away, they were alone in the security room. They were with me on the phone, and by 8 o'clock in the morning, there was starting to be shooting in the streets, guns shooting, she said. I started getting messages, texts, from other people saying that terrorists are walking around, trying to break into people's houses, she continued. Soon afterward, her children heard the door of their own house being smashed in. I can't even imagine what they felt, and I wasn't there to help, she said tearfully. I was on the phone, and I said to be quiet. To stay quiet, stay in the security room and lock the door, but the doors don't really lock. The woman said she heard the door to the security room break a few minutes later. I heard the terrorists speaking in Arabic to my teenagers, and my youngest saying to them, I'm too young to go. They're 16 and 12, so it was very, very hard to hear, she said. They took babies. They took two-year-olds. They took five-year-olds, mothers, just innocent citizens who did nothing wrong, that were just sleeping in their beds, she sobbed. 51-year-old Mark Peretz leapt into his car and drove to the rescue of his 20-year-old daughter Maya when he learned the Tribe of Nova festival was under attack. Maya was able to make her way to safety, but Mark disappeared and has not been seen since. He was using his cell phone to share his location with friends and family. His cell phone has been moving erratically across the countryside in ways that don't make sense. As the New York Post put it on Monday, leading his family to suspect the terrorists have captured him and/or his phone. We were just at hospitals looking for him, we were just at police stations looking for any answers, trying to track his phone, trying to do anything, said Peretz's daughter-in-law Jessica Cohen, who saluted his courage and called him just the best person in the world.